Good morning. God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. It's Sunday morning, January 25th, 2026, and it's 8:41 a.m. here in the great state of Georgia, the great little town of Ellerslie, my field, where God is working in me to will and to do of His good pleasure. And this is really, really off the cuff. I just have a working in my heart that God just wants me to share, and I don't know what He's going to be saying, but this morning I woke up and it was one of those mornings where, how can I describe it? It was like a little bit of an effort to get my mind to track with God, focusing on God. And I didn't get worried about it or anything like that, but it was just more of a challenge today for some reason. And I guess sometimes it can be like that, you know. Nothing negative's going on in my life or in my mind or in my heart. Nothing negative at all. Just kind of the way it was. I was just a little distracted, I guess. I couldn't put my finger on it. It's hard to describe it, but there are sometimes when I wake up and my mind's just clear as a bell, everything's cooking, and then there's times like this morning where it's just a little bit of a challenge for me to get my mind to track the way it needs to track. But my desire is always there to bring my focus back to God, and the thing that I started to think about this morning was where has my focus been since yesterday? And what was brought to my mind when I thought about that was that we can get caught up in the things to do. the things that we need to do, the responsibilities of the day. And it doesn't have to be something negative. Oh, like, no, I've got to do this or I got to do that. It can just be like where our mind is going. And I think the thing that God is inspiring me to say today is that we include God in everything that we do. We don't just go to God when things are starting to go downhill. That it's a daily practice of our mind and our heart to bring our thoughts and our minds to our Heavenly Father, and maybe just to think about what a great God we have, and to think about His attributes, His personality, if you will, and the loving nature of our Heavenly Father, and His desire that we walk by faith and not by sight, that we rely upon Him in what we do, and that we just bring God's heart into our minds and focus upon Him. He's a God of light. In Him is no darkness at all. And He's a God of love, and He desires all good things for us. He desires that all grace abound toward us, and He desires us to rest in Him and not focus on our lives in such a narrow way, but to expand our vision and focus to include Him. And know with confidence that when we go about our day, that He is the primary factor that we consider in our day. And it's not that we go to Him about everything. Okay, God, I got to open the refrigerator door. I've got to go make a cup of coffee. But we just kind of naturally, it's just a natural thing in our heart that God is just like he's like a running program in the background of our minds. And He is always there, ever present, to lead and to guide and to bless. And we do have jackpot moments where God is blessing us greatly, and we see it, and we're so blessed by that. And those are the kind of moments that are so encouraging to us, but just the little moments in the day as well, when God is, we just have an awareness that God is with us and God is there to bless us and move us forward, and that He clears the path for us. He makes His ways known to us. And I don't know, that's just what's brewing in my heart today. And I had a little bit of an inspiration from God to go to a certain section of scripture to just remember that God desires to lead me, God desires to move me forward, and that as Proverbs 19:21 says, that there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. And in Jeremiah 10:23, it says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man that walks to direct his steps. It's not. That's the truth. That's what God says in Scripture. And then, of course, Proverbs 16:9 says, A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And that's something that we need to be cognizant of in our minds and in our hearts, that the things that we think about during the day, we want to be led by God in those things. And there have been many times when I've thought I've been walking the right way, and over the course of time, maybe a few minutes, maybe a few hours, maybe a few days, sometimes in my case, maybe over a few years, God makes plain to me that's not the way. And I personally just want to be attentive to that. I want to be attentive to my God, and to when I'm thinking about the things that God desires for my life, that I want to know that they're from Him. And more, there's been a confidence and a knowing in my heart that God is directing my steps. And I just want that to continue. I want my mind and my heart focused upon my God so that I can walk the way that He would have me to walk and live my life the way He would have me to live. And it's a joyous thing. It's not a thing that is a burden. It's a joy. It's a knowing that I can have confidence in God, that He can lead me forward in His ways, and I just need to kind of go along for the ride and not forget my God, not forget that He is desirous to give me all good things, and that He, as I abound in His works, great and small, simple and great, that as I abound in those works, that He remembers that I desire to walk faithfully before Him, and that my labor is in line with the things that He would have me to do, because He wants me to be blessed and He wants me to abound in that, because then He can really bring me forward. He can really do the things that He desires to do in my life to bless me greatly. And that's a very joyous walk. And as you walk like that, then He encourages us with joy and peace, and He strengthens our faith, our confidence. It's He that does that. He takes us forward. He builds everything in us. He builds the vision for us. So I guess my encouragement to myself and my encouragement to you today is to go to your Heavenly Father, spend time with Him, meditate upon His counsel, His words that He wants to deliver to you, His encouragement, His spiritual guidance, His Spirit working within you to will and to do of His good pleasure, and just take time to let the things of earth, let the tasks that you have to do, let the things that may be on your heart, Let things that may be burdens, just lift those to God. God wants you to cast your care upon Him, for He cares for you. He truly cares for you. And we know that when we cast our cares upon Him and we have the confidence in our heart that He hears us, He knows the petitions, He knows the cares that we have, and we can go and lay those things at His feet, and we know that He will take care of those things for us. God wishes above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers, as we go to Him, as we bring our deepest soul felt desires to Him and before Him, that He promises us that He will prosper us and He will make sure that we are in health, and we just continue that way. We continue to focus upon our God and bring God into our minds and in our hearts. And we have a confident knowing that as we go about our day, the things that we have to do and the works that He has planned for us, those wonderful preordained works, that we are aware of what our Father is working in our hearts and our minds. As we go forward, we can go forward with light hearts and happy hearts and know that our Heavenly Father will strengthen us along the way, and He will bring us forward as we go and give us the wisdom as we go forward with Him and walk together with Him. You know, there's an old hymn that says, "My God and I go in the fields together. We walk and talk as good friends should and do. We clasp our hands and our voices ring with laughter. My God and I, we go forth together." I don't really remember the rest of it, but it's a beautiful thought, isn't it? That our God goes with us. He walks hand in hand with us, heart to heart with us. And he has from the beginning of time desired to have children that He can do this with, that we can be a friend with our Heavenly Father. We can be His child. We can just walk and talk with Him, and just as good friends should and do, just like Moses walked and talked with God. He walked and talked with God as a friend, and God desires His children like that. He desires us to have a very special relationship with Him. It's just such a blessing to me the way God designed just the natural life, the natural course of things, that mother and child, mother and son, mother and daughter, father and son, father and daughter. And even if you don't have children, you know, you can remember the ways of your mother and your father. Maybe they didn't walk perfectly, but they still were your mother and your father, and I know that they desired good things for you, and God desires good things for us, just like a father would desire. And the wonderful thing about our Heavenly Father is that even if you didn't have the greatest childhood, you know, that you have a great childhood with God now, because God desires only good things for you, and He's willing to provide those good things. And He wants to be a Heavenly Father to you and show you what it's like to have Him as your Heavenly Father. And, you know, for me, I didn't have the greatest childhood. I didn't have the greatest father and mother. I guess they did the best that they could, but they fell short many times because God was not at the center. But that's okay, because now I have a Heavenly Father who is perfect and knows how to perfectly love me. And it's my quest and my desire to understand the love of God that He has for me. And I know that God can give that type of wisdom and understanding to me, because it's God's love that is the encourager. It's God's joyful heart for me that is what would brings the encouragement to my heart and the rest and the comfort in my heart as I go forward, endeavoring to walk forward with Him. So this is just some of the things that God has worked in my heart this morning and has inspired me to share with you. And I just want you to take time today to think about your Heavenly Father, not so much in light of the things that He desires for you to do, but just in light of the love that He has for you and His desire that you rest in Him and take your cares before Him and spend time with Him. Go to God as if you're walking and talking down the road with Him, down the field with Him, that you're just walking together with your Heavenly Father and there's no one else but you and He together. And He has these wonderful, loving things that He desires to do for you, to strengthen you, and to bless you personally. So God bless you. I love you. And it's my heart's desire and prayer for you today that your life is greatly blessed. And our God is great. He is a great God. And so let's bring that to our remembrance and to our minds and hearts today. This is our greatest day today. We say that often, but it's true. And the counsel of the Lord, the words that God wants to speak to your heart today, those are the things that shall stand. And no man can reverse that, right? So God bless you. Love you.